Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, July 9th, 2015. Israeli troops to evict Palestinian village and invade homes in West Bank communities, kidnapping civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli administration has delivered notices for the demolition of dozens of makeshift Bedouin homes of Abu Nuwara village east of Jerusalem. The notices of demolition delivered by Israeli administrative staff were of two parts. The first part was an order for house owners to halt the development of the makeshift homes and summons to court sessions to be held on August 8, 2015. The second part of notices informed them that the civil administration is working to organize and establish a neighborhood for the community in the mountains as a project which had received funding and approval of the area's population. The notice demanded that the Bedouins notify the civil administration of their decision after the village discussion, which will take place on July 22nd in the coordination of the liaison office. Also in Jerusalem on Thursday, an Israeli court sentenced a Palestinian man to 18 months in prison over alleged using of social media website Facebook as a mode of incitement. Masbah Abu Sbeih, 38, was given 1-year sentence as well as 6 months suspended sentence for incitement, and his phone was confiscated as a tool used for the crime, according to the head of Jerusalem Detainees Families Committee, Amjad Abu Asab. Abu Sbeih was detained by Israeli forces on January 12, 2015 during a court hearing for his son, Izzeddin. His sentence comes as the Palestinians are regularly detained by Israeli forces for posting on Facebook. On July 30th, Israeli forces arrested Tariq Kurd, 21, from his home in occupied East Jerusalem, hours after he was released following 6 months detention for similar charges. Earlier on Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped one Palestinian in the northern West Bank district of Nablus, two in Bethlehem and one in Jenin, and one in Jerusalem. Another Palestinian was kidnapped near Hebron late on Wednesday night. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, July 9th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.